It's that time of the week again. Welcome to the Britpop Show. Now, there's plenty going on in Britpop world that we can talk about this week, including a 30-year anniversary that this entire episode will be about. But if you listen to last week's episode, you will know that we talked about Blur and their set at Coachella, and they did, of course, a second set at Coachella this weekend. And in it, it looked like Damon Albarn was saying that that was the last time Blur would ever play. Surely not. Surely they're going to finish in England with, I would guess, Wembley Arena, something like that. Something for its English fans. It can't be right that they finish in America, a place that they really probably don't like. But in any event, that appeared to be what he was saying. So let's hear some Blur, and then we'll move on to this week's theme.
Yeah. I promised you a 30-year anniversary this episode, and that's what you'll get. His and Hers, the fourth studio album by Pop. Can you believe fourth album? It was released on April the 18th, 1994, by Island Records. Got to number 9 in the UK charts and was nominated for the Mercury Music Prize. And amongst others, had this song, Babies, which doesn't actually appear on the album's vinyl release. Interesting fact.
You might be can't stand.
Right, I told you there was a lot going on in the Britpop world this week, so we're going to have to keep up. James, 18 times they've tried it. It's their 18th studio album, and it's the first ever official number one studio album with Yummy. They made it this week. I'm not going to play something off Yummy. I'm going to play one of their lesser known tracks, but I think one of their best. This is Low, Low, Low. Everybody else queued dutifully to try and find Shed 7's Changed Giver on vinyl, and various other things like Blur, I think, had a Park Life re-release or something. But I got bored of queuing and I thought, you know what, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to. To me, Record Store Day has become too much. It's jumped the shark, if you will. It's become a parody of itself, and it's designed to help out independent stores, but it's gone too far. These vinyls are too expensive, they're a bit too obscure, a lot of them. And it's just not worth queuing. Some people were queuing at like 2 in the morning. It's just not worth queuing for it, in my opinion. So instead, I went to Cheltenham Vinyl Fair, bought 12 vinyls for £120, including a brilliant acoustic one from Oasis and Travis's massively underrated first album for a tenner, worth having. So I'm going to play that. I'm going to play something from Oasis, something from Travis, to celebrate the fact that I didn't get them on Record Store Day.
Whatever I choose. choose and I'll sing the blues if I want. We're tied to the 90s, tied to the 90s.
Hard to believe, really, that Oasis at one point were supported by Travis. So you could see both of them in one gig. I was there, G-Mex, Manchester. It was probably around 97. That's right. Hard to believe nowadays. But I suppose we ought to get back to the theme of today's show, which is it's 30 years since Pulp released their fourth studio album, His and Hers. And here's another one of the singles from it.
Thank you.
Now, Man Sun fans will already know this, but Paul Draper is on tour with a full backing band. He's doing the classic second album, Six, in full, celebrating its 25th anniversary. And he's just done Newcastle and St Helens. 24th of April, he's doing Northampton, 25th Wrexham, 26th Coventry, and finishing, of all places, in Gloucester at the Gloucester Guildhall on the 27th of April, 2024. Get your tickets, because that promises to be amazing. And another band also on tour are Echo Belly. They're going on tour in May and they start in Kidderminster on the 15th of May. Then they go Manchester, Newcastle, Lincoln, Leeds, Stoke, Bristol, Southend, Norwich, Portsmouth and finish in London on the 31st of May. Again, it promises to be brilliant. Get your tickets.
Thank you.
Cast are also having a busy time of it this summer. They're playing on the 25th of May in Ware, then on the 1st of June, Sheffield, Cardiff, London, London again, Manchester twice, Liverpool, Newark, Dublin twice, Cardiff, Manchester again, Manchester again. That's all in June. Cheshire, Berkshire, Colchester, Thanet of all places. Then Appfest on the 3rd of August in Gloucestershire. Hull, Durham and Devon. Beautiful Days Festival, that's the 17th of August. So they have a busy summer. Make sure you catch them because these bands, they're not going to be around forever. So it's our duty to make sure that we go out and not just listen to them, but also up and coming bands, because there's a lot of concerts at the moment that have been cancelled due to lack of support, and we need to get out there and make sure that they're not. And here endeth the lesson, and here beginneth some long pigs.
one up for greedy. I was young once, the sky come to me, told me love the honey out there. Said honey, gold, jewels, money, women, wine, cars that shine. I don't know what he was talking about, but I think I had an idea. He said smell the rose, the sweet, sweet rose, catch the sun, find where it grows. Smell the rose, the sweet, sweet rose, that grows from castle walls in heaven. Everybody was flashing by me like images of tombstones, images of tombstones. On a Friday night I'd seen everybody looking for that little bit of honey to alleviate the pain, to alleviate the pain.
Well, if it feels like summer, you're catching the sun, and don't wait for the evening to fall. Well, if it tastes like honey, don't swallow. The sun.
That's it, we have finished for this week. I've just got time for one more track off His and Hers from Pulp, and that's Razzmatazz. And I know what you're all saying, Razzmatazz wasn't on His and Hers. Well, it was if you're in North America. It was a bonus track on the North American edition, and no doubt our North American friends will confirm. See you on the flip side.
The trouble with your brother is always sleeping with your mother, and I know that your sister missed her time again this month. Am I talking too fast, or are you just playing dumb? If you want, I can write it down. It shouldn't matter to you, cause aren't you the one? Oh, with your rats and the tats and the knives on the town.
Little thing. after I left you. And now you're going with some kid who looks like some bad comedian. Are you gonna go out? Are you staying at home? Eating boxes of milk tray. Watch TV on your own. Aren't you one with your res and the tears and the knives on the town? Trying to look like some kind of heiress, but your face is such a mess. And now you're going to a party.